Welcome to this special edition of the ITB Berlin Travel Hero Podcast. I'm your host, Charlotte Lamb-Davies, and we are right in the middle of ITB Berlin and about to kick off day two. I'm joined by the wonderful Leah Jordan, my fellow Board of Expert member here at ITB Berlin, and she is responsible for hosting a significant amount of tracks at the convention. Welcome, Leah. Did you have a busy first day?
Hi, welcome, Charlotte. Well, I'm living my best life. I'm at ITB, my favorite time of my year. You know, the atmosphere is amazing. The vibe is buzzing and there's just, you know how it is. You arrive at the fairgrounds and there's just too many choices. So I'm glad they tied me to stages. So I'm forced to do the choices. But yeah, let's get into it. Second day. I'm super excited.
Yeah, me too. I thought it might be a good idea if you could just remind us a little bit about the main themes and goals of ITB Berlin this year.
Absolutely. And I mean, ITB Berlin Convention 2026, right? It marks the 60th birthday of ITB, which is legendary, I'd say. I mean, 60 years, consider that. And then leading tourism into balance, that's the overarching theme this year. I find this is a perfect theme because balance is about something very real, right? That we need in our industry. How do we grow as an industry commercially, while also responding into climate pressure over tourism, shifting demand and technology disruption. And I mean, then AI coming into the game, increasing uncertainty. So get ready today again. Convention with four stages, 17 tracks, 200 plus sessions and 400 plus speakers. This is really like a place where global leaders come together to discuss exactly that, what happens in our industry from AI and distribution to destinations, sustainability, hospitality, tourism activities, business travel. I mean, I'm out of breath because it's too many topics to cover in one podcast episode. And what I personally really value about the ITB Berlin Convention is that it stays quite grounded, right? So it is case-driven, it is data-driven, it is highly practical if you want it to be. It brings together a breadth of perspectives that few platforms can match actually globally. If you consider the amount of sectors represented, the company sizes, markets, and cultural context, so there is something in it for really everyone. So my tip is for sure, if you haven't done it yet, get the ITB app, explore the speaker lineup, save your sessions, and create your absolute personal agenda that matches best your interests and needs, because otherwise it's just overwhelming.
Yes, you need to be organized to get the most out of the show, for sure. And there is nothing, as you say, that we love more than a good case study, actually, where the industry is leading the way and the company is leading us in the right direction. Now, you touched on AI, so why don't you talk us through how AI, shall we say, is shaping the discussions here at this year's convention?
Well, honestly, you know, AI is basically everywhere. I trust I can say that because we've seen all the call for paper submissions, we've seen the final program, and there's hardly a single session that doesn't touch it in some way, right? It's the core theme across the e-travel track for sure at the red stage, and the driving focus on the ITB AI track, as the name conveys, obviously. But it also runs through almost every other part of the program, and you, Charlotte, yourself, right, with the tours and activities track today. I mean, AI is omnipresent. And just to highlight a few sessions on the orange stage today at the ITB marketing distribution track, we're taking a closer look at how AI is reshaping discovery, booking, distribution, and power structures in travel. So Skift's Sarah Coppett, she comes and sets a strategic tone with her opening keynote. And then we hear from Google on agentic search and the future of travel marketing, followed by a C-level panel with Muse, Home2Go, and RateGain on how AI already is shifting influence and power dynamics in our industry. But that's not the only sessions. There's so many more to cover, right? In the afternoon, it all goes into content and creators impacted by AI. You have YouTube, TikTok, and Deutsche Bahn, the best practice, and TUI. And there will also be a bit of beatboxing. So if you want to switch it up, make sure to join us there. It's going to be very interesting. And even if we look at the newcomers in the travel tech startup session, it's fair to say that each of the startups pitching, they all have a strong AI note as well, obviously. Yeah, so take the program. Mark your favorite sessions. I can only repeat myself. That's the best way to do it.
It is definitely, as you say, in every single conversation. And let's go back and talk about sort of the practical side of what ITB provides for our attendees. Are there some formats or stages that you just want to highlight here real briefly?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, all the stages, like the red, the blue, the green, even the orange one, there's formats that really offer practical insights. There's masterclasses, there's use cases, right? There's fireside chats where you really get a bit of the backdoor information that you wouldn't usually get in a shiny keynote. But something to highlight separate from the traditional convention program, there is the ITB Transition Labs. They're new this year. It's hands-on sessions where you actively work with KPIs for the tourism industry and AI support analysis. You need separate tickets, but still probably extremely valuable if you are into understanding that better and where to steer your future attention in your business. And then we have deep dives and tech time sessions with compact focus and solution-oriented sessions. But again, it's really check the formats. They are marked in the program. So I would recommend if you're really into practical information, strive for the master classes, for the use cases, best practices, and fireside chats. And yeah, again, ITB app, that's the place where you can save your sessions and connect also with peers and follow the speakers and make sure to connect with them as well, because most of them are delighted if you contact them afterwards and follow up, right, and get more insights.
And what we know, of course, is that our speakers actually stay at the convention either before or after they have come off stage. That's another really key point, I think, to sort of point out. Now, Leah, we've got to get going because we've got a busy day ahead of us. But before we wrap up, just a few things that are, again, maybe new additionally to ITB that you have not mentioned already this year.
Yes, I mean, new. There's so much, actually. So every time I check, there is things I haven't seen before. I'm not exactly sure it's totally new because it's just such a huge enterprise, right? The ITB Berlin with the convention. But something just for us with the convention, I think is important to highlight. One thing that's new, and I think it's fantastic, the convention is fully live streamed across all four stages. So whoever can't join us because you are in a different country, because maybe you're locked in the home office, who knows what the reason is, join us on itb.com. You don't need a ticket. So there is no reason to not join our sessions. And then second, if you are on site and you can't join the sessions or you are paralyzed because there's too many choices for the same time, we've got you. There will be YouTube videos after the ITB on the ITB YouTube channel where you can revisit all the sessions. And then, well, I say it again, I'm repeating myself, get the app, save your favorite sessions, use ITB Navigator to connect with your peers and also the speakers, check out the ITB Travel and Tourism Report, you find it at itb.com. I can really highlight that one, and consider joining a transition lab. And then, well, you don't want to miss Charlotte or I or our wonderful colleagues today on the track. So make sure to say hi to us. We can't wait to see you.
That's it. Day two is about to kick off, Leah. Thank you so much for the insight. I best let you go, or rather, I best let both of us go, because we are, as you say, we are busy moderating from this morning. Thanks for joining us, Leah.
Thank you so much, Charlotte. And let's go.
Exactly. And to our listeners, of course, enjoy day two and day three tomorrow here at ITB Berlin. And thanks for tuning in this morning.